Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Welcome to Absolutely Intercultural, show number 250. My name's Anne Fox, and this show is coming to you from a partially lockdown Denmark. Yes, this show is coming to you right in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, with schools and businesses shut down and people advised to keep a good distance from each other. Fortunately, all the contributors to the show could be reached digitally. I talked to Elizabeth Anne, a former teacher based in the south of France, who told me how that country is divided.
There is one word for the rest of France. You have Paris and I always get it wrong. Le Provence. So if you're provincial, it just means you don't live in Paris.
Then I talked to Luis from Colombia, who recently moved to Denmark. In Colombia, Luis was a wedding photographer, but here in Denmark, he discovered that wedding ceremonies were not so predictable.
If I'm in a Catholic country, I know what will be the step by step, and all the weddings are the same. While in Denmark, it's kind of different. So the ritual is different. Maybe they don't go to church. Maybe they go to an office. Maybe they do it in different places.
Now, do you want to dance? Angélique Kidjo has recorded a special version of a song that was popular during the apartheid years in South Africa in the 1950s. The song, Pata Pata, means lightly touch. But in these COVID-19 times, the advice is no touching. So UNICEF, in collaboration with their goodwill ambassador, Angélique Kidjo, has slightly changed the song so that it's about not touching. And you can be in the video, which comes out later this month, if you film yourself dancing to it. Here's a taster. And we'll play the whole song later in the show, so get ready.
Pata pata means to touch and to feel, which we shouldn't do. Everybody can help fight COVID-19 by doing what we need to do. It's time to sit it out. Stay at home and wait it out.
Elizabeth Anne has lived in France for a long time, where she worked as an English teacher. Do you remember that story about the anti-malarial medicine hydroxychloroquine, which was claimed by a French doctor to help in the early stages of the COVID-19 virus? As the story developed, Elizabeth saw it very much as yet another manifestation of the Paris versus the rest attitude that permeates French culture. So why did she think that? Let's go absolutely provincial.
And there is a very reputable head of a very large communicable disease institute in Marseille. But he started giving this with an antibiotic to his patients. And when he had the results for the first 24 patients, he made it public. And it was really strange what happened, because the establishment went hairless. The establishment went wild, because they said, there is no test on this medication. Everyone got really angry in Paris. So it's very important. This guy is in Marseille, which is the south of France. And Paris is the center of everything. So there was a big Paris versus Marseille goings on. And of course, a lot of these people who were very, really angry about him making this statement, sharing what he had found, of course, it turns out that a lot of them are consultants with pharmaceutical firms. On the one hand, you have this hydroxychloroquine, which is a generic medication. It was made in 1955, so the 10 years of pharmaceutical license are way out. And so it's ridiculously cheap. And of course, he as a doctor was saying, you know, yes, to be used under medical supervision. So there was this argument going on in France for 2 or 3 weeks. And then, unfortunately, Trump jumped on the wagon.
So this is really about the north-south issue in France, because France is a very centralized country and everything centers on Paris. So is this a manifestation of the north-south issue?
Yes, that was very, very much how it started out, because of course you've heard of the yellow vests in France, yellow jackets. That was the same thing. This too started outside of Paris. It was the rest of France. There is one word for the rest of France. You have Paris and le province. So if you're provincial, it just means you don't live in Paris.
So you could actually be in a huge city, but you're still provincial.
Yes, because you're not in Paris. Anyway, there's always, I mean, as you know, French people generally like to disagree. You know, it's inherent in being French. My first view of this was when my children went to school here. And I said, okay, is there a parent-teacher association? And I'm told, no, there are two parent-teacher associations. There is the left-wing one and the right-wing one.
Oh, my goodness.
This is my first encounter of this.
I've never heard of that before, never.
Yeah, very, very, very seriously. Every single association, you have a left-wing one and an equivalent right-wing one.
Wow, I had no idea.
I went as a new foreigner. Of course, I went to both. And of course, both of them insist we are not political. So it's very, very difficult. Then, in actual fact, they are generally accepted as such. It's true that the actions, you know, sort of underlie that basic difference.
So now, are you ready to dance? Angélique Kidjoe is a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, and she's agreed to re-record the most joyful South African song, Pata Pata, which means lightly touch in Xhosa. But of course, in these times, there must be no touching, so the lyrics have been slightly changed. Film yourself dancing to the song and send it to UNICEF, and you might be included in the song video, which will come out later this month. All details will be on our website, www.absolutely-intercultural.com. But for now, let's go absolutely no pata pata.
Feel, which we shouldn't do. Everybody
can help fight COVID-19 by doing what we need to do. It's the time to sit it out.
Remember big gatherings like parties and weddings? We'll now go to Luis from Colombia, where he used to be a wedding photographer. I was talking about business with Luis, and we talked about why being a wedding photographer in Denmark is not such a great business idea, even without the coronavirus. Let's go absolutely seasonal.
It's a lot of reasons, actually. So one is that in Colombia, because it's such a traditional place, people get married constantly. It's kind of a dream to be married on the church, big parties, and all the family coming. So it's a big day for pretty much everyone. So it was a really good market. It was a really good business because every weekend it would be a wedding. Also considering that the weather in Colombia is always a tropical country, so it's always warm. It was really easy to get married at any time of the year. So I will be busy from January to January. And because it was such a big day and it's such a big date for everyone that is involved from the wedding, they will pay really good money on that. So it was a good business. But when I came to Denmark, it was a little bit different, and it's a little bit harder because in Denmark, weddings are only in summer. Some of them are in the spring, some of them are in autumn, but it's not all year around. So what that means is it becomes really an unstable job. So it's not always that I'm going to be busy. And now I have a family. I live with my wife and my son. And so I couldn't afford to be not busy some months of the year. So that's why I'm putting that on hold for the moment. And I'm doing other projects. And then hopefully once those projects are working well, I will go back to the wedding photography because it's something I really like. But yeah, it's funny that such a minimum difference, that is the weather, it can be so big in a business.
Also, Danes don't get married as much, do they?
Exactly, no, they don't. They don't. It's a lot of people living together. They live together for so many years, and they don't need to get married to kind of establish that relationship, while with Colombian culture, it's necessary to be married. You need to be married. It's really a Catholic place, and so a lot of people follow those rules. A lot of people live with that kind of education that they have to be married in order to create a family, right? Mm. While here in Denmark, because it's more a liberal place, they don't have to be married to be in a family. So that's another difference, yeah.
Yeah. Is there also something to do with the language? Because the wedding photographer is often somebody who has to have a special sort of relationship with especially the bride and groom.
I didn't find, I have done some jobs here in Denmark, and I find that the language is not a big barrier. It's not a big problem. I found out that is more, the problem is more the ritual in itself, because Denmark is a Protestant country. So the ritual is a little bit different from the Catholic country. Mm. So when I was doing my first jobs here, it's kind of different just to know what's going to happen. If I'm in a Catholic country, I know what will be the step by step, and all the weddings are the same. While in Denmark, it's kind of different. So the ritual is different. Maybe they don't go to church. Maybe they go to an office. Maybe they do it in different places. So it was a bit different. But then, but I think that the language is not a problem, because what they want is a photographer that it can kind of document all day, all the full day, the full moment. And even though I need to have a connection with my client, I need to know what they want. I need to know who they are. Fortunately, a lot of people speak English in Denmark. So it wasn't a big problem for me.
So we'll find out in a later show what Louis decided could be a viable business in Denmark. Thanks for listening. And if you have some time on your hands, you may like to go through our archives on www.absolutely-intercultural.com, where you'll find all the other 249 shows. Thanks to all our contributors. Don't forget that you can read more on our website. You can also catch us on Apple Podcasts, as well as on our Facebook page, where we post interesting links several times a week. Maybe you have something to share. The next show will be coming to you from Germany with Laurent Borgmann on the 5th of June. So until then, stay tuned and stay safe.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.